WRKF will be airing Here and Now from 1 to 3 weekday afternoons starting Monday. Science Friday is keeping its weekly spot, but sadly, Talk of the Nation broadcasts for the last time today. The show has been on the air across the country for 21 years. Neil Conan became the host more than 12 years ago, and he joins me now. Hello, Neil.
Good morning.
So your second day on the job was 9/11. It seemed at that moment, at least to me, that you'd already been on the air for several years. It was such a reassuring voice.
Well, thank you for that. And yeah, I'd been obviously at NPR for quite a while before that, and had in fact been a substitute host on Talk of the Nation. And you know, as my various of my predecessors were then hosting the show, either Ray Suarez or Juan Williams. And so it was something that I was accustomed to. But it was also, I'd been so lucky to have, I grew up in and around New York, so I knew the city well, and had covered the Pentagon. I'd worked in London as the bureau chief there. I'd covered wars in the Middle East. It was a moment where I felt as if, you know, strangely enough, I'd lived my whole life to that moment to get ready for that moment.
It feels like we've been through a lot together. Just last year, when Hurricane Isaac was bearing down, you actually took a call from one of our regular listeners, a regular listener of WRKF.
Dorothy's on the line with us from Baton Rouge.
Hi. We are getting ready. We've got bread and canned foods and batteries and candles and anything you can imagine to get ready for a power outage. Well, we've got a full tank of gas in the car on top of it all, just in case we have to bail.
And did you hit the ATM?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thanks very much for the phone call.
You're talking to strangers like this every day on Talk of the Nation, and you make it sound so easy to connect with someone who maybe is a Gulf Coast fisherman or a Buddy Guy fan, and you do it with such gentleness and without any hint of condescension or bias. And it sounds easy, but anyone who is a significant other knows that listening can actually be quite hard.
And mine knows that I often don't. So it stems from an observation that I had that I learned from the great Susan Stamberg. I was terrified of what's the next question. I had to write down long lists of questions because I was terrified I wouldn't be able to think of the next question. I was terrified of dead air. And what Susan taught me was, if you just listen to the person who's talking, they will tell you what the next question is. And that's the art of a conversation.
One of my mentors is John Dankosky, who's the news director and the daily talk show host at WNPR in Connecticut. He's been a fill-in host on Science Friday a couple of times now. And he put a question to NPR's senior vice president for news, Margaret Lowe Smith, at a conference just last weekend. His question was, how will NPR still sound like America when it stops taking America's phone calls?
I think it's a really good question, and it's going to be a challenge to the people who take over our time slot, the challenge to the people here and now who are going to be, you're going to be broadcasting. Those people are going to have to rise to the challenge of connecting America in the same ways that Talk of the Nation succeeded at all those many years, to explain what it's like to go through the regular band of hurricanes there on the Gulf Coast to people who aren't used to that sort of thing, as they went through Superstorm Sandy in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut. Those kinds of challenges, well, you know, they're going to have to live up to it.
Well, Neil Conan, thank you so much for Talk of the Nation.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Amy, and thanks to all the people in Baton Rouge. I remember when we first went on the air there, you were kind enough to send us a king cake. I'd never seen a king cake before, so now I know.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge.